We can get the news in detail now from Karen Carty.
The public row between the US President Donald Trump and the billionaire businessman Elon Musk has escalated. In a post on his social media platform X, Mr. Musk alleged that Mr. Trump was featured in secret US government files on the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who died in prison in 2019. Mr. Musk did not reveal which files he was referring to and offered no evidence for his claim. A White House spokesperson, Caroline Leavitt, described Mr. Musk's comments as an unfortunate episode, adding that he was unhappy with the Trump administration's budget plans because they did not include policies he wanted. In another development, Mr. Musk has withdrawn his threat to ground his SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, which is used by NASA for resupply and astronaut returns. Yesterday, Mr. Trump threatened to cancel Mr. Musk's government contracts. Shares in Mr. Musk's electric vehicle firm Tesla fell by more than 14% in the wake of his row with Mr. Trump. The company lost about $150 billion in value in a matter of hours. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Last night's spectacular public eruption of hostilities between the world's richest man and the President of the United States became even more intense after yesterday's humiliation of Mr. Musk by President Trump during an Oval Office meeting with the German Chancellor. The two have clashed publicly over the budget bill making its way through Congress to fund the president's priorities. Mr. Trump accused Mr. Musk of being upset because the bill cuts away subsidies for electric cars like Tesla, and because he refused to appoint a Musk ally as head of NASA. The two men have taken to their rival social media platforms to trade insults, with Mr. Musk announcing his SpaceX company will decommission its Dragon spacecraft, the only spaceships currently able to ferry astronauts to and from the International Space Station, because of Mr. Trump's threat to cut off all of Mr. Musk's government contracts. He later withdrew the threat. SpaceX is due to launch an International Space Station crew on a Dragon ship next month. Mr. Musk also claimed the US government has not published the files it compiled on disgraced financier and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein because he claims Mr. Trump is in those files.
The former Democratic Party Congresswoman Debbie Mukherjee Power said she was not surprised the two men had fallen out.
You're dealing with two men who are hungry for power, who have huge egos. And for them, it's always been about control and self-enrichment. And it was something that we predicted would happen, especially among the circles of the people living in Washington, D.C.
The mayor of Kyiv has said four people were killed in overnight Russian air attacks on the Ukrainian capital. Authorities said missiles and drones targeted the city, striking a train and igniting fires at several residential buildings. The Health and Safety Authority is to conduct inspections at two nursing homes featured in an RTE Investigates documentary. Complaints were submitted to the Health Information and Quality Authority, HICWA, by two undercover carers, detailing instances of the inappropriate handling of vulnerable residents at two facilities run by Amis Ireland. HICWA has said it's carrying out a review of all nursing homes operated by the group. The family of Roscommon resident Robert Pether has responded to the announcement by the Taoiseach Simon Harris last night that he's been released from jail in Iraq. Mr. Pether spent 4 years in prison in Iraq and has been freed on bail. His family described the development as a small step in the right direction. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey reports.
Robert Pether was arrested in April 2021 following a contract dispute between his employer and the Central Bank of Iraq. The engineer, who had been living in Elphin in County Roscommon, was jailed on fraud charges and has been in prison since alongside his Egyptian colleague. The UN described it as an arbitrary detention, and three international courts had ruled in favour of Mr. Pether's employer. His family spoke with the Taoiseach Simon Harris last night. Mr. Harris had been informed of this latest development by the Iraqi foreign minister. Desiree Pether said it was a small step in the right direction, adding that her husband is very sick and he needs to be at home so his family can help him heal.
I got to speak to him late last night and saw him on video for the first time in over 4 years. It's hard to sort of be very happy to see him, but also to see the state of him, and he's completely unrecognisable. It's a shock to the system to see how far he's declined.
The Thánaiste said he will continue to work on the case to get Mr. Pether back to his family in Roscommon.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be largely dry and bright at first today, with sunny spells and well-scattered showers, but it'll become increasingly cloudy this afternoon, with showers becoming more widespread and some may be heavy. Rain will spread from the southwest this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 17 degrees.